from the English Piano Suite, The Bow Stratagem, by Larry Carter, with the composer at the piano. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, classical time now with Mozart. We'll hear Mozart's fourth French horn concerto next, and some more piano music in just a bit by Beethoven, the fifth piano sonata. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Cherie Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century. It'll be Wednesday, October 30th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Here's the Mozart with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra now on Kansas Public Radio. One of the Mozart horn concertos, that was the fourth one with Sir Charles McGarris, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, and Eric Rusk playing the French horn. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 99.5 Manhattan, also kansaspublicradio.org. Well, what is it, mid-October? Holidays are coming, and so is KPR's annual Big Band Christmas Concert, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Saturday night, December 14th. It's one of our best-attended things that we have here at KPR. It's our Christmas party, and you're invited. You'll have a good time. It's a great night of Kansas City swing, Christmas carols, and dancing at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. That's Alfred Brendel in concert. Alfred Brendel's Piano Sonata number 5 in C minor by Beethoven, the first one from Opus 10. There'll be two young, amazing pianists. Well, they'll be coming to visit us tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, along with an amazing cellist and violinist. Wunderkinds is the name of this concert. You can attend either October 18th at the St. Lawrence Catholic Center at 7 p.m., or October 19th at Pine Ridge Presbyterian Church, 7 p.m. And this is sponsored by MAPA, MAPAA.org, the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance. And Joshua Kovac is the young cellist, Edison Chen, pianist, Matthew Liu, piano, and Ishan Rao, violin. So check them out tomorrow morning, Friday morning during the 11 o'clock hour, and then you can attend their concerts Friday or Saturday night. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. After the Beethoven Fifth Sonata, well, let's go to Rossini. Let's hear the overture from The Thieving Magpie, a whodunit about who stole the necklace, but I'm afraid the clue, it's not really a whodunit because the clue is in the title, The Thieving Magpie. But it was quite a bunch of accusations until they found the necklace in a magpie nest. Anyway, support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady is featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, and live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year, till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More info at lib.ku.edu. Here's the Rossini Overture, The Thieving Magpie Opera on KPR. That was Rossini, Overture to his opera, The Thieving Magpie, on KPR.
On election night 4 years ago, considered from NPR News.
That story and more coming up at 3 when All Things Considered starts on Kansas Public Radio, when classical music is done for 4 hours. Before it starts again, 7 o'clock, it's Classics Live, and Joe Parah is a fascinating ensemble of Kansas musicians playing Paraguayan music. And in fact, you can hear them tonight on Classics Live, and they'll be playing live for you in the noon hour of Live Day next Friday. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes and gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Wally,
it will be up to Congress to approve additional funding for the program. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That was one of the Concerto Grossos by George Frederick Handel. The first one in G from Opus 6 with Martin Perlman's Boston Baroque. Stay tuned for a beautiful piece by Tommaso Albinoni. It's very relaxing, called the Adagio in G minor in a version for solo guitar. We'll hear that after we hear next a masterpiece, From the New World by Antony Dvorak next. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies and computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. And assistive technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's K-A-N with a K. 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. Antonin Dvorak was Czech, but he spent some time in America. He was invited over in the 1890s to take over a music college in New York City, which basically later became the Juilliard School. And he taught composition, and he would come out in the summers to Spillville, Iowa, up north of us. And there's a Czech community there, and he would write music, and his family would relax a bit. And that's when he wrote this, his Symphony No. 9. It's subtitled From the New World. Here's the New World Symphony of Dvorak. This is the Staatskapelle Dresden playing it for us now on KPR. That was the New World Symphony. The Symphony No. 9 in E minor, From the New World by Antonín Dvořák. He was Czech, but he was in America for a while, teaching music and writing it, and that was his work, From the New World, with the Staatskapelle Dresden here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a beautiful version of the Albinoni Adagio, and we'll have the minute, or minute, waltz by Frédéric Chopin right after the news, and then some waltz music by Johann Strauss Jr. and more. Good morning. It's 8.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. This is KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. and from Eagles Rest. Eagles Rest is a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, Kansas, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Good morning. This is KPR. That was guitarist Angel, or Angel Romero, playing the Adagio in G minor by Tommaso Albinoni with its beautiful melody. You've heard maybe the encore-type pieces that Fritz Kreisler wrote for violin. They're very popular. Did you know that he also wrote a string quartet? We'll hear it next hour. Coming up within the half hour, we'll be listening to that. Also, Brahms' Academic Festival Overture and Johann Strauss Jr. and Chopin, played by Long Long, right after the news. And right here on KPR, where we are live and local, Kansas Public Radio from KU is KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business or a club or an organization, you can harness that passion and respect for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn all about it at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It's 11:01. Good morning. This is KPR.
Live from
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. That was the so-called Minute Waltz by Frédéric Chopin, but it was 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Nobody really can or should play that in a minute. I think what the nickname means is minute. It's a little waltz. Anyway, it was Frédéric Chopin, and the real name of it is Waltz in D-flat, number one from Opus 64. Long Long was our pianist. We have chamber music by Fritz Kreisler coming up, also a robust Brahms overture, and next, music from The Bat, Deflatormouse. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Before we hear music from The Bat, let's take a look at the forecast. There's a warning in effect for today about dryness. So the winds will be picking up, and it hasn't rained in a while. And along with being dusty, everything's very dry. So don't smoke. Don't have any fires outside. Be careful. Otherwise, the forecast says today should be sunny and 71 with southern breezes gusting up to 35 miles per hour. A windy night as well with a full moon about 47 degrees. And tomorrow should be sunny and windy and warm with a high of 75. Looks like the chance for rain we did have has moved to Sunday night, Monday, and Monday night with respectively, let's see, I guess Monday, or Sunday night 20%, Monday 70%, and Monday night a 40% chance of some rain. And after that, it should be in the mid-70s. All right, here's the music from the opera about the man who had to do the walk of shame in a bat costume because he'd been to the masked ball and had a little bit too much to drink. Here's Johann Strauss Jr. for the overture to Deflatormouse, The Bat, on KPR. Johann Strauss Jr., the overture to his operetta, Deflatormouse, or The Bat, Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for the Brahms Academic Festival Overture from 1888. And next, some chamber music from Fritz Kreisler here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A short fugue by Shostakovich opens the noon hour, followed by an early Beethoven string quartet. Captivating from start to finish. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. And now a string quartet headed up by Nigel Kennedy, violinist. Let's listen now to Fritz Kreisler's string quartet in A minor on Kansas Public Radio. A more serious side of Fritz Kreisler, who wrote so many wonderful bonbons for violin. That was Fritz Kreisler's string quartet in A minor in an Angel recording headed up by Nigel Kennedy, violinist. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We've got about 12 minutes of morning left, in which time we'll be enjoying some Brahms next. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. And from the NOTO, North Topeka, the NOTO Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival, Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. In 1888, the University of Breslau awarded Johannes Brahms an honorary doctorate. And in return, he wrote them an overture, which was played at graduation. And it excited the students because Brahms wove a couple of their school songs and student drinking songs into the overture. Here it is as Andre Previn directs the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra now on KPR for some Brahms. That's Johannes Brahms, Opus 80, here on Kansas Public Radio, that he wrote for the students, mainly, and for the audience at graduation of the University of Breslau. That was Brahms' Academic Festival Overture. Andre Previn and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing it for us here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch. It's a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, Thursday, October 24th, through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More about Hedwig and the Angry Inch at theaterlawrence.com. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lack.